We'd like you, if you would, to sort of join in and clap your hands, you know, and stamp your feet.
Like, wow, the Beatles. Aren't they the swinging living end? You dig, Chick?
I dig, Chuck.
That's one scene I gotta make.
Me too, Chuck.
Great, we'll make it together. Got the date?
March 14th and 15th.
Chick, you got the date. I'll borrow wheels and we'll go, girl, go.
Crazy.
Let's give everybody this scam. For the first time, you'll see and hear the Beatles on closed circuit big screen in a theater. Don't confuse this with home TV or anything you've heard or seen yet. This is the greatest. Don't miss it.
My next guest is Dan Bullock. Dan has worked in banking and financial management for over 30 years. He is also a community activist and founder of the Mosey Project in Austin, Texas. He is the former president of the Leadership Austin, Ronald McDonald House, Seton Cove, Texas Lyceum, Umloff Sculpture Garden, Wild Basin Wilderness, and Zachary Scott Theater, among many other community leadership roles. So what would he have to do with the Beatles?
The next song is a track off our Capitol album, and it's called This Boy.
In March 1964, the Imperials were chosen to be the live opening band for the Beatles. Dan played guitar for the Imperials. This concert was the industry-first, cross-country, closed-circuit theater presentation concert across the USA. This concert was in Denver at the Paramount Theater. The Imperials opened the show, followed by Leslie Gore, the Beach Boys, and then the Beatles. Dan, what was it like opening for the Beatles?
First of all, I'm just so happy to be here, and I was eager to come out and meet Brandon because he's the consummate Beatles expert, and I love that interest and love that expertise, and so I salute Brandon, and that's why I wanted to come out on a Sunday and just meet him and see if I could add at least one little anecdotal story. I need to be honest, too, so that I don't take too much credit for being such a hero. This was a closed circuit deal in March of 1964. The Beatles had been on Ed Sullivan. The Beatles then were signed by Capitol Records, and Capitol worked with this big promotional group to do what was supposedly the first closed circuit screen presentation in the country that had ever been done like this. And as I understand it, it was done, and here again, so that I dilute my heroic role a little bit to say that there were more than just me. There were, in 18 cities, as I understand it, they chose to hire the main theaters there. For instance, in Austin, it would have been our Paramount Theater, though we did not do that here at the Paramount here. But there were 18 cities. I happened to be a student at the University of Colorado and playing in what was supposedly the number one band in Colorado at the time. Capitol Records and the promoters decided to hire the top bands around these 18 cities to warm up the crowd before the on-screen closed circuit presentation of, as Brandon mentioned, Leslie Gore, the Beach Boys, who were Capitol Records. They were relatively new at the time, and so they were wanting to promote them, and then the Beatles.
I give you Brian and Dennis and Carl and Mike, the new album. Let's hear it for the Beach Boys!
Yeah!
And the Beatles concert had been filmed at Washington Coliseum, as I understand. Brandon can correct me on any of my details. But this was a Washington Coliseum concert that was just the second or third concert ever on United States soil after the Beatles had signed. So we were in Denver, and the fun thing about this from Denver, our group, the Imperials, which was just basically a rock and roll college dance band, we came down there and we were all dressed up in sport coats and ties, and we all wanted to look sharp. The theater was totally sold out and had standing room only of parents and their kids, because the parents came in because they were wondering, who in the world are these people, the Beatles, and are they going to be a good or a bad effect on my kids? I'm not leaving my kids alone because I don't know who these people are. So it was so funny to see all these teenagers and younger kids and all these parents totally filling this Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado. Now, the fun thing for our band was, this was a fancy old theater like we see in some of the older cities, and there was a rising orchestra stage, and our band got to rise up on the rising stage to the screaming of all these people as we came up. And, of course, we would have liked to think it was for us, but they were really just screaming for the event and for the ability to hopefully see the Beatles really soon. So we got up and played about four or five songs, and then we left the stage, went down and sat in the front, and got to watch them. Leslie Gore, who was one of my favorites at the time, and the Beach Boys, who've always been, from then till now, just one of my favorite groups. And then the Beatles. And it was a really, really powerful experience for all of us in the room, because we just never experienced anything like that. And to see the energy and the charismatic nature of the Beatles, it was just really a powerful experience.
Dan, can you tell us how the Beatles influenced your life as a singer and songwriter?
Yes, I think I'm of that generation that really was powerfully influenced by the Beatles. I started with Elvis and Chuck Berry and Ray Charles and all these other folks like that, but the Beatles were just such a powerful influence. They were new and fresh and had such an energy, and the diversity of their music was so amazing that it captured so many of us at that time. And any of us who were starting out in our own little garage bands or high school bands or college bands, I think that all of us incorporated some Beatles songs in our repertoire, mainly because they were already successful. People liked them, and I'd say absolutely they were influential on me in my early stages of music and to this date.
What is your favorite Beatles song, and is there a version sung by another artist that you like?
Oh, you know, that's such a tough question because they just are so prolific and there are so many wonderful songs for almost any mood you happen to be in. I gave that a little bit of thought. I love the song With a Little Help from My Friends, and I love the Joe Cocker version. I love Yesterday by Ray Charles, but I'd say With a Little Help from My Friends. And that's a good choice, though. I could give you 20 or 30 more, but that's a good one to start with.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, hide it now. Hi.
So Dan, you were a singer and songwriter, and later became a banker. What happened to your musical career?
Well, now you're embarrassing me because you're finding the truth out that I was a better banker than I was a musician. So you haven't heard about me as a musician. My music really became more of a hobby. I never pursued it to be serious or professional. I was a folk singer in Colorado back in the 60s and then played with some of these bands while I was in college. I resurrected my music a little bit when some people encouraged me a few years ago, and I got with some Austin musicians who were really good, and we did a charitable event at Zach Theater to benefit the education programs in memory of a son whom I lost many years ago. And I enjoyed that, and I do enjoy playing, but mainly for my own therapy and for fun. And that's sort of the limits of my music right now. I am wanting to, in this new year, I'm wanting to do a house concert or two to sort of get me back in playing while I still can, because I enjoy it a lot. And there's so many Austin musicians who are so good whom I can get to play with me, and they raise my game and make me sound better.
Have you ever met Willie Nelson?
Yes, I have met Willie Nelson. I've had some fun opportunities there. some friends of friends introduced me to him, and then I was able to introduce Willie at a couple of main events. And then when I was working at St. David's Medical Center, his wife was over there as a volunteer for a while, and I got to meet them through her also, and became such a big fan that I was given the opportunity to join with a few others to put this bronze of Willie Nelson in front of the Austin City Limits there and by the W Hotel here in Austin. So I was proud to have my name on that plaque. To us, he's as famous as the Beatles locally, but he's not of the Beatles caliber worldwide. But Willie is such a great gentleman and a great musician and a great influence on lots of people, and one of the most generous people I've ever been around. That when he's in a concert, he will stay the longest and have photographs and sign autographs. He is just a really generous person. So I'm proud to have said that, yes, I know Willie Nelson.
You have also been involved in many organizations in the Austin area. Can you tell us what organizations you are currently involved with, and are there any upcoming events you would like to tell us about?
Well, I appreciate that. I have been a community junkie for a long, long time. I was in the world of finance, but I always had more fun working out in the community and working with creative people doing community problem solving. I always enjoy that. I've been involved with the arts and education, Zach Theater, Partners in Education. I'm working with Leadership Austin right now. I'm working with the University of Texas to try to encourage people to be more involved in their communities. Civic involvement, civic engagement, and see if we can't make government more by we the people than just a few politicos. So, Austin, as you all know, Austin is such a dynamic place. There are events and opportunities all the time for just finding something that's of interest to us. And that's the great thing about Austin, is that it gives us lots of opportunities to be involved.
Well done. It has been nice talking with you.
I've been proud to come out here and visit with Brandon. I salute his expertise. I appreciate the opportunity to come out and visit with you. Good luck, and I'll see you in the future. Enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your time. I got all the time in the world. I got a sweet, loving daddy's little girl. So if you need a minute, take your time. You need an hour, you can borrow mine. 'Cause I got all the time in the world. Buying time, they say, is a dangerous thing. 'Cause you never can tell exactly what the time will bring.
guess I got all the time in the world. I got a sweet, loving daddy's little girl. So if you need a minute, take your time. If you need an hour, you can borrow mine. 'Cause I got all the time.